Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love many things, but this is Doug Loves Movies coming to you once again from The Reckoning. It's another Homes Alone version. It's Thursday, June 25th, right? Yeah, 2020. Yes, and my guests today also don't know what day it is, or they're just waiting for me to introduce them. It's Doug Mellard, Beth Stelling, and Kate Micucci.
Hey.
Hey.
Hello.
Oh, my God. I wrote down June 25th, like, on the corner of the paper, and then June 28th in the spot where I have to say it out loud. And so that was really a mess. But, you know, quick recovery on that one. Not so much on this pandemic, though, eh?
Oh, boy.
Let's say hi. Doug Mellard, you've been on a bunch of times lately, so I'm going to say hello to other friends who haven't been showing up on the show constantly just because they're not in the new podcast that's coming out soon called Wide World of Doug's, co-hosted by me and Doug Mellard. We'll talk about that in a second. But first, Beth Stelling is here. Hello, Beth. How are you doing?
Good afternoon. I'm good. I'm happy to be here.
Sometimes I was about to say it's not afternoon, but you are correct. So you've already got points on the board. You're doing great.
Thank you. Ooh, I get points already? Yeah, this feels good. This is a good decision.
You got the you know what time of day it is point. And also here, just snapping up a point already because she gets the baby point. It's Kate Micucci.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, how are you doing at home?
You know, I'm okay. Although right now I'm actually in Ricky Lindholm's closet. So
what?
So I'm actually not at home, but, you know, we've been working together. But yeah, so I'm in this very comfortable, like Ricky has this very great setup. So I'm comfortably in Ricky's closet.
So, I love how she has a great setup in her closet.
Yeah, she does. It's like, it's, yeah, there's a massage chair in here, although I'm not using it at the moment. But, but yeah, it's the quarantine times are pretty weird, I'd say. Every day is the same day.
I hope you guys are putting together some incredible quarantine content, because yours is the only one I want to hear, honestly.
Thanks, Beth. I hope what we're making is, I'm very excited about it, I'll say that much, but I don't know, it feels good so far, and, but yeah, but Doug, like you said, I do have a baby at home, but thankfully, we have, someone watching him, so he's not by himself. But I just don't sleep. That's the only difference. No sleep.
Do you feel, though, that, like, there's been any difference so far in having being the lockdown? Does that make you closer to your child, or does it make it harder because you can't, it is harder to get breaks?
I think I've definitely bonded with him in a way, way deeper level than I would have had there not been a quarantine. Because I just know me, I think I would have been out and about a little bit more, you know? And we didn't have help for the first 2 months of quarantine. So it was mostly just me and little Mikey hanging out. So,
And how old is he now?
He'll be 6 months next week. So yeah, he's getting really heavy and I'm not strong.
he's going to outgrow his mom before year two.
Yeah. He's weirdly really tall. Cause I'm not tall, but
you're petite.
Yeah. I'm going to have to get muscles one of these days.
You're going to get them, I bet, just from lifting them, you know?
That's true. That is true. Yeah, they say that your muscles grow with your baby, so I guess that makes sense.
This has got to be a great time. I mean, great time's not the right expression for it, but, like, you know, music you can put out there. Like, jokes are harder to put out there right now because you just have to, you know, social media or whatever. But, like, music, to be able to write songs right now, that must feel great to at least have that creative, you know, because I know you also cater super into theater, so you can't perform in or see any theater either.
Yeah, I dream about theater all the time. And I know, Doug, you're like, we're always talking about Broadway shows, and like, I just keep picturing Broadway and the theaters and the seats and the, you know, it's just like, the sets that are just waiting there. But yeah, I'm missing seeing theater and I miss performing, but I'm sure we all do, right? It's like, it's such a strange thing. Yeah, music sort of is the one thing that you don't actually, I mean, obviously live concerts you can't have right now, but you can experience it similarly that, you know, in the way you would without being quarantined, you know?
Yeah,
and I think big outdoor, like, drive-in theater concerts are going to be great for musicians, but problematic for comedy.
Yeah, because there's just that thing about when you're next to someone in a packed theater and there's a laugh that starts, like, that, whatever that energy is that you can't really capture if everyone's 6 feet away from each other, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I guess we'll find out, maybe.
Hecklers are going to have to be braver than they are, or should I say stupider? You have to really shout it if you want to heckle. You bring a megaphone to heckle at a freaking drive-in stand-up show.
If I wear a mask in the audience, I'll look like a wussy who doesn't know how to heckle.
Or we won't know who's heckling if they wear a mask.
Yeah.
Are you guys missing performing? I mean, I know it's a silly question, but
yes.
No.
Really?
No, not at all. I recorded my hour special on March 7th, and then really it was the weekend after where show started, I noticed getting canceled. So I got in like under the wire. I don't think I even realized how close it could have been that I might not have been able to film it. So, but you can relate to that. I'm sure you all can. It's like when you work on not every comic actually works on their hour of material, but and sometimes they just put out what appears to be a podcast on Netflix. But this was more of like, if you work on something for a long time, that was my harsh burn. If you work out, if you work out something for a long time, then you're done with it. You do feel like relief to not have to work on it anymore.
Yeah. So that's a great time for you to now just start on this new hour or what, you know,
yeah.
Relax into it. That's awesome.
I think too, it was just like, oh great, everybody has to take a break. And then like 17 comics were like, baby's got a green screen. And I was like, no. Take a nap. We're supposed to take a nap.
It's funny. Yeah, it's there's just some people that are just itching to get out and perform. Like some of the most reasonable comics I think I know are like taking weekends at the clubs that are booking right now.
Yeah.
For like the summer. And I just don't know if, like, I don't know if they're thinking that hard about that they're basically asking their fans to get together and take a, you know, who knows how big the risk is, but Right. Any risk at all is weird to ask a fan to do.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at them, and I'm not saying right. you are either, but I think it's kind of the issue of what everyone's dealing with right now. I think most people are staying in like we're quote unquote supposed to, and then there's a few people ruining it for everybody. And now the people who stayed in like we were supposed to are just going to be like staying in what, another 3 months until the fall because some people like snuck out.
Right.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they'll keep sneaking out. I mean, there's no, they're not going to do any kind of real full lockdown because that would feel like the, you know, military's trying to shut us down.
Yeah. They're already hating the masks. There's no way they're going to let us leave the house.
People got to get their weights lifted and their nails did. And there's no stopping them. It's really it's a weird arc, you know, it's a weird thing right now, but we're here to have some fun, joke around, talk about movies.
Yeah.
Does anybody have a recommendation for all the folks listening who want something to watch? Some people want heavy, some people want it light. What do you guys think? Like, what kinds of things are you watching and what would you recommend?
Can I jump in here? I just rewatched The Assassination of Jesse James by the coward Robert Ford and did not.
Okay, Kate, what do you think?
I love that movie.
Doug. You took up all your time with the title. But I've also, it's just exciting that anyone would jump in to talk about that movie. it feels like it's a little on the boring side to me.
I don't know, man.
It's not slowly paced.
Yeah, the cinematography, I think it's also the music is like oddly relaxing. That score by Nick Cave and Warren Ellis is just so good.
All right, so I see what you're saying is during the pandemic, it has an ASMR effect to it.
Yeah, I guess so.
So it's something for people to relax to.
Yeah, and the cast is just so good. It's got Sam Rockwell and Kate, your co-star, and Garrett Dillon Hunt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah, he's fantastic.
I knew you were going to say Garrett because he's just in like everything.
I love him. He's fantastic.
He's such a good actor.
Yeah.
Yeah, people don't know when that guy is in things.
Yeah, he right. Wasn't he in Deadwood twice as two different characters, I believe?
Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy.
That show, though, you could go nuts with the facial hair, so it's easy to change it up.
That makes sense. Yeah.
All right. What about you, Kate? Is there anything come to mind for you, like a good thing for people to check out right now?
You know, I truly haven't watched a movie. I don't even know. I can't remember the last time I watched a movie, but I'll tell you the two movies I've kind of been craving watching. One is Anytime Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion. It, to me, is such a feel good, fun, like light. I don't know. It just makes me so happy. So that one, and then I've also weirdly been wanting to watch Jerry Maguire again. I don't know why.
Oh, wow.
The human head weighs 8 pounds. I mean, I loved that movie. You complete me.
Yeah.
I always said that I was going to write the female Jerry Maguire where the most quoted line would be, "You deplete me."
That's so good.
But it is such a good movie. Cuba in that movie, holy mackerel.
Yeah.
I love the ladies that are just like always at the house, and every time like Jerry comes in and they're like, oh, like that, those scenes are so funny to me.
I love this. I love all his exes going, imitating him. Love, what does he say? Like, love you. Love you too. Love you, babe. Or whatever it is. Too. I'm gonna recommend everybody watch the movie Good Boys, but that's just because I got to work on it and it's on HBO now. It's just like young boys cussing and getting into trouble. It's fun.
All right, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's just like, I don't know.
I've just been saying not for me about that movie. And lots of people I know saw it and said it was great.
That's fun.
Thanks.
Doug Mallard loves it, but I can't listen to him.
It's pretty much the assassination of Jesse James, but
with little kids.
Well, yeah, it's kids. Like, you know, the two guys from The Office, Lee Eisenberg, Gene Stambitsky, yes. They wrote it. And yes. Then Seth and Evan came on. And then I don't know if you guys know John Phillips, but he and I were the onset punch up. It was just like a fun experience. And I think there's enough laugh out loud moments that you'd have fun.
People say the three kids are just very genuine and lovable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are.
You know, I just saw the trailer that had like lines that didn't even make it into the movie. And yeah. And I was just like, I don't know if this is for me. But
it's kind of a good sign that you didn't see Little Boys and think, ooh, can't wait.
Yeah, holy shit. Finally, a movie where little boys are doing dirty stuff. I can't wait.
You know, honestly, I would love to do a Good Girls, but the world just truly isn't ready for it.
Oh. No, it's true. They couldn't handle.
They really couldn't.
Book smart. They couldn't handle book smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I don't think it's just like obviously we don't need to get. I'm not looking to get super deep about it, but think about it. You know, like when I was a kid, I think we turned 18 or something. Me and my girlfriends went to a sex store for the first time to like get vibrators. It's like people. It's odd. We can look at these 13-year-old boys and they're talking about like whatever, jerking off or sex or experimenting, but. People, I think it's the penetration aspect. It's just so different. Like, you know, do I get too real? It's just like, I guess I didn't think before I spoke, but there's something there. People can't handle
it. No, there is something about, no, like that was always a, you know, weird line in the sand that they draw in editing comedy specials on Comedy Central is that you couldn't talk about nothing involving penetration could be spoken of.
Interesting.
You know,
but they were like, but if you want to make fun of a, they're like, if you want to make fun of another comic with one arm and say her name, go for it.
Yeah. No, it's crazy. It's crazy that they.
Sometimes it's like, did they watch these? I'm curious.
No, I know. It's very strange. They go through it with a fine-tooth comb and then come up with these weird changes. Like they told me that I had to change fingering to playing with herself.
Interesting.
Which, you know, in retrospect, I appreciate that they like the playing with herself because it sounds like she's deriving pleasure from it, I guess.
Right.
Where in the past, that used to be the rule against. Like any woman that looked like she was having pleasure, that was always taken out of every, you know, until like Jane Fonda came along.
And she was like...
Like she had the first on-camera orgasm in like a quote-unquote mainstream movie, I think.
Damn.
Yeah.
I've vowed to always make sure there's enough foreplay in any sex scenes that I'm a part of.
That's very, very good of you.
Instead of just like zero to pumping, it's like, get out of here. What the heck? Who are you boning that's just Slippery Dick Johnson?
Okay, so let's see. What do we got? Let's wrap the movie roundup here. Beth says you should watch Little Boys Talking Dirty with a motion picture called Good Boys that I'm definitely going to check out. Doug, I'm going to probably not check out your movie, The Assassination. I don't even have time to say the whole title. And then Romeo and Michelle's High School Reunion, I was just talking to somebody about it because they'd never seen it. And to me, it's got so many things in it that, like, you know, if you know somebody else who's seen it, it's easy to reference.
Yeah, it's super easy. Yeah, there's just so many, and like even that iconic dance that they do, it's so good. And then also, I just want to say a little shout out to Swingers because there's the restaurant on Beverly that's closed now. It was my favorite place to eat, and there's a scene that they shot at Swingers, and now that we're never gonna eat at Swingers again.
No, yeah.
Dang. Well, you really, Kate, you really do need to see this movie again.
I know, I really should. Just even just for that Swingers scene.
Have you not seen it? Have you not?
You gotta say Swingers the restaurant, because otherwise.
Oh yeah, that gets really confusing.
That scene where Romeo and Michelle do some swinging. Or worse, swing dancing.
Yeah, well, it was the 90s, so.
Yeah. Doug, what are you saying?
Oh, I was just saying, like, Kate, is the reason you haven't watched it just because you're trapped in Ricky's closet?
Yeah. Sometime I'll get out of here. I don't know.
At the end, we all have to shout Ricky until she comes.
Ricky! Help!
Oh, man. This doesn't come out until midnight tonight, so...
I'll be here for quite some time.
So nobody's going to come and help. Nobody's going to hear it. So let's see, what else? In recent weeks, people have recommended some movies, and I don't think I've gotten around to seeing any of them, but I think we should, like, trade these around like a book club, you know, if any of you see any of these movies, give me a holler, you know, text me or tweet at me and let me know, you know, what's, if you liked it or not. But don't, you know, there's no reason for anybody to be mean. Like, I don't like recommending movies because I don't like the responsibility of the other person enjoying it.
Right.
You know, like, I don't need that feedback that, like, you were wrong. I was like, well, it's not even my movie. I just like it.
Right.
So, and everything's, you know, just hits people so differently that, like, there's just some movies I know. I can sit there and say, yes, I know it's terrible, but for some reason it hits my positive receptors, you know, like it.
Yeah, I think
brings me joy.
Yeah, sometimes it's like you also don't need to hear what they think, actually. Yeah. Like, especially like right when a movie ends, if I go to see a movie with someone and like the minute it ends, they're like, oh, I kind of suck. I'm like, shut the fuck up. I'm still figuring out how I felt. I don't want you.
Yeah. And there's like, you know, there's a mood of the music that whatever they chose to play over the credits and stuff. Yeah. And yeah, I like to contemplate. If I see a movie with somebody else, I'll even maybe start a conversation about something else as you know, when we get outside the theater and not even talk about it for a while. Like, it's just nice to ruminate sometimes on what you saw before having to, you know, blather about, you know, quality or even what, you know, just what you thought of it.
Yes. I'm with you.
Oh, I just remembered I got really high and watched Mac and Me in the middle of the night last night.
Who's Mac? What's that?
Mac and Me.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Is that from the 80s? Was that like with the robot or something?
It was an attempt at E.T. that did not go well.
It is a bummer.
out of curiosity, how did you land on that movie?
It's just so entertaining in a very bad, it's just a good bad movie. And it's set up for a sequel. It was funded partially by McDonald's and it totally flopped and it's hilarious.
So that, is that why it's called like Mac? Because of like McDonald's?
I think so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a scene in it at a McDonald's, right?
Right. Yeah, there's a dance scene.
At
McDonald's.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
No, they really tried to like tie it in, but then they made this horrifying little looking alien creature that was not, you know, that's the weird thing about E.T. is he's pretty ugly, but there's still like a strange cuteness about him that everyone can recognize.
Yeah.
But there is nothing cute about this fucking thing in Mac and Me.
Terrifying.
And then isn't it, and it's just like, what does the kid get used to get his attention instead of Reese's Pieces?
Oh, it was like Coca-Cola or something. It was like
to drink the soda pop, fountain soda.
Yeah, and it's got a pretty grim ending. There's some pretty messed up stuff. There's a lot of flaws. It's crazy.
All right, so I'm not writing it down as a recommended. Your written down recommendation is still that other boring movie. All right, well, thank you for all your recommendations. As we do always on Doug Loves Movies, we're going to play a game, and we're going to do that right after this commercial break. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back. I know, right? It's always so fast because the commercials are always so good. Don't skip the commercials, you guys. You're missing really funny commercials. I wish that were true. I wish the commercials were really funny. But nonetheless, we are back and going to play a game that is everybody's into it. Doug, you played this game recently and you loved it. It's called Popularity Contest.
Yeah.
And for Beth and for Kate, you don't have to be popular to win at this game, even though you both are probably much more popular than Doug. But you have to know who is popular. And by who is popular, I mean by the very narrow definition of the algorithm on the IMDb app that says when you click on a cast list for a movie, one of the options is by popularity to list the cast. So you click on that and it'll tell you in order, according to IMDb, that day, the popularity of the people in that movie from any movie or TV show. This was a horrible thing for me to learn about. The first thing that I decided to click on and see where I was listed, I was not crazy about it.
You mean as far as the star meter?
Yeah, it's kind of star meter. Yeah, it does not care how big your part was, you know what I mean? So like a cameo can be like the most... the number one most popular person in a movie. So what we're going to do is we're going to do three rounds. Each one of you will get a chance to go first, starting with Doug. And I'm going to name a movie, and then each of you get to guess who you think is the person in that movie who is the most popular on IMDb today. And if you name the number one person, you get 3 points, number two, 2 points, and number three, 1 point. And I have a tiebreaker ready if it's necessary.
One small thing.
Please.
Couldn't their popularity have changed over time?
Yeah.
I open the floor for questions.
Okay. So it's just who's most popular now.
And then Underdog tried to answer the question. I'll never call you Underdog again. Also, I forgot in the first half of the show to plug our new podcast, Doug. Doug and I are doing a show together because a couple of white dudes sitting around talking. People can't get enough of that right now. People are listening. Every episode of the show is called Wide World of Dougs. Every episode of the show, we will highlight a different Doug that we know or find that we think has done something interesting and helpful in the world. And of course, Dougs of all races, creeds, and color are going to be welcomed. And then also, every episode will have one of our favorite women from comedy. The two of you are welcome to join in if you'd like, if you find the subject of people named Doug interesting at all, or if you'd like to just join as kind of a hall monitor and make sure that when a bunch of Dougs get together, they don't just start talking a bunch of shit.
Well, one of my favorite cartoons of all time.
Yeah.
That's Doug. Right. Doug Funny.
Which we did not know was voiced by Billy West, which is incredible.
Oh, really? Yeah. I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're throwing it out there that Billy West, since he's the voice of Doug Funny, he can come on Wide World of Dougs. That's you know, and there'll probably be several other loopholes like that, especially if George Clooney wants to come on because his name was Doug on ER.
Oh,
right.
What was his last name?
Oh, shit. Doug.
Dr. Fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Fuck.
No, that wasn't it. That was on Grey's Anatomy.
It's steamy.
What was his last name? Doug. I'm so sad I don't know that.
Man,
I watched that show for years. That show was huge.
We could have Clooney and Neil Patrick Harris as two, you know, Doogie and Doug, whatever his last name is, and just have the honorary Dougs that were doctors.
I like that plan. Oh, and I just remembered our friend Doogie Horner is also he's technically a Douglas or something.
Doug Ross. Dr. Yeah. Doug Ross.
Oh, that's right.
Googled
it. Did you look it up?
I had to.
Okay. From this point forward, there's no looking things up.
I'm just over here looking every...
Hold on, I'm just going to go to imdb.com real quick.
The closet really doesn't get IMDb.
Yeah, it doesn't.
It's easy to cheat. It's easy to cheat on this version of the show, for sure. But, you know, I think that's just as entertaining, because if you sound like you're really great at the games, I think that's fun to listen to.
You just hear like tiny sounds of clicking. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the answer is click, click, click.
All right. So this first one goes to Doug, and he'll guess first, and then everyone else gets to try. And you can guess the same name. You'll just end up getting the same number of points. So I don't know how that works strategically for you. The film, Doug, is Three Kings.
Ooh.
Three
popularity.
Kings.
Let's go. Oof.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm actually.
We got the gentleman I was just referring to.
Right. I have oddly seen this movie, but.
Oh, okay. And it's got an impressive cast. But
yeah, it's got a great cast.
How do they shake out right now on IMDb?
Yeah, I'm going to give them a hint. It's fair play. It's a lot of times about the cameo. It's somebody you're not thinking of, but I can't think of any cameos. I'm just going to go with Mark Wahlberg.
Okay. That's fair. What do you think?
Like most popular?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going Clooney. Like, I know we were just talking about him, but I'm going with most popular is Clooney. I can't remember the other people in it, but I remember seeing the movie, and I remember George is in it.
I'm forgetting who the third king is.
Not
oh, it's,
that,
right? It's Ice Cube.
Yeah. Oh.
And then if you want to get weird, director Spike Jonze has the fourth biggest role in the movie as arguably the fourth king. And
he's the best in it. It's so good.
He plays such a dipshit.
Yeah. My favorite line from that whole movie, they ask everybody what their day jobs are, and it shows Ice Cube as like a baggage handler at an airport. I don't remember what Clooney does. And then Wahlberg has ink spray on him. And then we get to Spike Jonze as a redneck, and he yells, it shows him shooting guns at stuffed animals. And then he just says, I don't really have a day job, sir. It's so good.
I really like the movie a lot, or at least maybe I would be more against it now as time has gone on, but I do remember liking it a lot. The energy of it, the way it's shot, and the great cast. Kate, did you give us a guess?
I didn't. I was going to say Wahlberg as well, but I'm going to go with Wahlberg.
Okay. It's got two Wahlbergs and a Clooney. Check this out. So Ice Cube that I was talking about, he's sixth on the list.
See, that's crazy because I almost changed my answer to him.
Yeah, right? And then fifth is, and this is interesting to note for us Dougs in our new show about Dougs, the gentleman named Doug Jones, who has often played creatures like in Pan's Labyrinth and he's Silver Surfer and Fantastic Four. He's this really tall dude who's really good at, and he was, of course, the fish in The Shape of Water, Fish Man. His name's Doug Jones. He's in the movie as a, like, what I guess they needed a tall corpse. So he's a corpse.
Whoa.
In the movie.
Whoa.
But I guess people are interested in enough in him now for something that's going on that he's number five.
Wow.
Yeah.
And his name's Doug Jones.
Doug Jones, yeah. And he's a good guy. I share management with him, so I'm going to definitely try to get him on all of my shows, but for certain Wide World of Dougs. Along with number four, George Clooney. Number four. Whoa.
This is shocking.
Yes.
Right?
It's not fair. Number three, great actress, has one scene having sex with George Clooney, Judy Greer.
Oh, wow.
Whoa. Wow, I didn't realize. I mean, I saw this movie, I guess, when it came out. It's been a while.
Speaking of Rita's Closet, Judy Greer was in Kidding, who was also in Kidding is Ricky. I didn't say that right. I'll go back to bed. Ricky's in Kidding.
I love Judy Greer. Yeah. She's so freaking good in everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's really great. Is. And maybe is she in one of these new Netflix movies that just came out or something?
I don't know.
Why are people looking at her?
Always in something new.
Well, somebody needs to tell her she's more popular than George Clooney.
Pretty wild.
She was a prominent voice on Archer, too.
Yeah, okay. Did they just dump in a bunch of new Archers?
Maybe.
Number two, though, this was a shocker and part of the reason why I was excited to include this in the game today. The actress, Alia Shawkat, is in Three Kings as a very little girl whose father, a turning point in Three Kings early on, is her father is brutally assassinated while she's like right there hanging onto his leg and screaming.
Oh, my God.
And it's horrible. And
that's Alia?
So Alia was in that scene.
Wow.
Yeah. And coincidentally, her TV series, Search Party, begins season three tonight on HBO Max.
Oh, HBO Max. Sorry.
That's okay. I've been doing the same thing because I think the first two seasons were on TBS and now the new season's on HBO Max.
Has anybody done HBO Max yet or what's going to happen? Mm-hmm. I got the email that says HBO Go's going and how Roku is disappointed. But my special's coming out on HBO Max August 20th, so I was just curious if anybody's done it or if they had problems because, I mean, I have to freaking figure it out myself to watch my own special.
I mean, can't you just use your HBO, maybe this is a stupid question, but can you use your login for HBO Go for HBO Max?
No.
I think it's an upgrade, right?
Yeah, I should be the one who knows all of this. The fact that I'm even asking
it's
you.
Weird. No, here's the weird part, is HBO Max is not on Roku.
Yeah, that's a bummer for me.
Yeah, that's been my issue. What's that?
Check out my new special on HBO Max. If you can figure it out, please let me know.
So I can watch it too. Yeah, I'll get more info. This was bad for me and my brand.
Well, now's a good time. You know that your special's not for a couple of months. So now's a good time for people to get their ass together and you know, and they can watch Search Party there if they enjoyed it over that other place but want to see it in its new spot, because they all have all these new streaming services have trial offers, so you can try it for a while and see what you think. This is a good time for trial offers during the pandemic. I recommend doing that. And then, oh, good news for two of you. Number one, Mark Wahlberg.
Boop, 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 boop.
I think he's just way up there because he's like, I believe he's currently, if not number one, I think he's the number two highest paid movie actor in the world.
Yeah, and I was just thinking, between him and Clooney, I've seen him in more things recently. It's like it's mass, I guess, wise. He's done a lot, but
yeah, Clooney's been. I haven't. Doesn't feel like he's been doing a lot.
I think he's just like, oop! I got all the money. I'm gonna.
Yeah, my wife works really hard, so I'm gonna chill at home, make sure the dog's all right.
Yeah.
He's just stupidly enjoying life.
What an idiot.
Just doing pranks on his kids, I guess. doesn't he do a lot of pranks? I don't know.
I need to look this up now.
I thought he's a real prankster on set.
I feel like he's a horrible prankster because they're extremely elaborate pranks that he pulls that, like, his victims sometimes worry that they're about to be pranked and are in fear of when it's going to finally happen. That kind of mental torture. God. I'm not into that really.
Yeah.
That's like college hazing to me, you know, it's like, why is that even happening?
I believe he lived with George Wendt way back when. And at one point George's cat was really sick. He was constipated, the cat, in a, so he would leave during the day and ask George to keep an eye on the cat. And every time the cat would use the bathroom, like the cat was fine and got medication, he would scoop out the poop and hide it, like throw it away so it looked like it hadn't gone in days. So George is getting more and more upset. And then one day he comes home and George Clooney actually used the bathroom in the litter box and he thought something was very wrong with the cat.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that, you know, prank happened. That's amazing.
I don't know why that's in my head.
I think when you're
great.
I think when your own poop is needed for the punchline of a prank, that's where I have to step out, especially these
draw
days.
The line.
I was trying to clean it up as much as possible.
Yeah, but the thing is that that's the thing about George Clooney is I don't need anybody messing with the amounts of poops and things in my bathroom. So maybe we won't invite him onto the wide world of dogs. Or we just won't let him use the bathroom while he's there.
Yeah.
Okay, so that means that Kate and Doug both said Wahlberg, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so you each get 3 points.
Hold on, really quick.
Still got plenty of chance here to catch up. In fact, you're going to go first this round.
Oh, thank God.
So you get to, or you can, I don't care where you go, but the point is you just have to pick somebody. And what I'm looking for is this could be the actor that played them or the character that that person played, if you prefer, because it's an old-ass movie and this isn't about remembering their names. You just have to remember the character's name.
Okay.
The Wizard of Oz.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Who's the most popular?
Wow.
Yeah, if you look it up today, I mean, most people probably don't know anything about any of these actors except for the character.
Judy Garland.
And Judy Garland, of course, has become...
Right, I mean, I'm just guessing the most popular person, right? So I'm going Judy Garland.
Okay. I appreciate your answer. And I will remind everybody else that it's shocking what they determine sometimes.
Oh, that makes me feel like it's not Judy Garland.
Yeah.
It definitely isn't.
It doesn't make you feel like what?
I definitely feel like it isn't her, but I'm still sticking with it because I'm stubborn.
Yeah, that's cool. But like, what about like, what do you think's the most beloved character?
I guess the freaking lion,
Bert Lahr.
What do you think, Doug?
Glinda the Good Witch. Sorry, I'm gonna shut up.
No, that's a good one.
I'll say the wizard, the guy that plays the, I don't know his name, but
he's a bad man, Doug.
Yeah, he turns out to be up to some shit. What does he even gain from what he does there?
Rock hard boners. Power.
Back there working it while telling somebody he's going to give him a heart. gee whiz. Who else have we missed? Anybody else?
Case, what about? I'm actually just in my brain trying to remember everybody's actual name.
It's tough, right?
Margaret, somebody. What? Who played the witch? The bad
Margaret
witch.
Hamilton.
Hamilton. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I'm gonna be weird and just go with her. I don't know why, because like it feels like it should be Judy Garland.
I know. It's gonna be the lion now.
Toto.
None of us said it.
No. What if it is Toto? Okay.
All right.
The only other thing, plan. Really quick, I could just say is because yes. Like the popularity of Wicked and Elphaba. What if it's the Wicked Witch? But still, I'm sticking with Judy Garland.
Okay, yeah. What's your final, Doug?
I'm going to stick with a wizard.
The bad Kate?
Witch. And I'll go with Margaret Hamilton. Is that what we said? Yeah, the Wicked Witch.
Okay. I only write down the top three, except for this next one we're going to play, and you'll find out why later. Number three is the lady named Billy Burke, who played Glinda the Good Witch.
Huh.
Yeah. And then... in second place, Margaret Hamilton, the Wicked Witch.
Close. Wow. So close.
Yeah. So that's two more for Kate. Killing it. And then number one, of course it's Judy Garland.
What oh my it? God, wow. He tried to throw us off the scent.
I tried my best, but I didn't.
Also, the what movie Judy came out. It's probably on, like, I was going to say DVD, but you know what I mean. It's streaming.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I just thought it was interesting that, you know, a classic movie, you can actually click on it, and the top three people from the movie are all women.
Mm-hmm.
And they all pretty much, these three characters pretty much drive the story for the entire movie, even though most men wouldn't think that because there's so many evil other characters and distractions.
It turns out Doug's the biggest wicked little witchy.
He's the prankster.
But it's a very strange because the algorithm isn't consistently sexist or racist or anything. It's very surprisingly picks and chooses where to be weird. So Kate has 5 points. Doug and Beth both have 3. So it's anybody's game at this point. For round 3, Kate gets to go first. Talk first. You know how it is. We all discuss it and work it out amongst ourselves. I'd do this in the show on stage in front of an audience, but then the entire audience would start saying what they think. Did I lose the connection?
Oh, hello? No, we're just all that quiet. And then
everyone got so quiet.
I thought we lost the connection. Did everyone think that?
It was actually like a moment of silence for the lost audience.
That made me so oddly nervous.
I have diarrhea.
I'm gonna have producer Ryan put like a funny sound effect in there. And then we're just talking about how quiet it was. And then if you keep listening, it'll reveal that I asked him to do that, and then it'll all make sense. Okay, so the third title, and who'd I say goes first? Kate. Kate, who's the most popular person in the most recent version of A Star Is Born?
Oh. I mean,
who today is getting?
I want to say
searches. Who's searching on IMDb? Who's the most searched?
My guess would be Bradley Cooper, but I don't. Oh no! I know it's the guy from Hamilton. Is his name? What is his name? Is it like Efren or something? Wait. I don't know.
Efren?
No, it's for, oh gosh, what is his first name? I feel like he would be because the Hamilton movie's coming out. But I can't think of his name.
What do you think, Beth?
Mm.
I forgot the movie.
Star is Born.
Oh, right. Okay. most popular. Okay. I mean, it's hard not to believe that it's Lady Gaga. Do you know what I mean? It, like, yes, that would be a twist. But we're talking about the original?
No.
What's that?
We're talking about the most recent one, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, it's hard for me to not believe that it's Lady Gaga, because she's got, like, it feels like billions of what she calls monsters. They're her fans.
Right, but are they looking her up on a movie site?
I know. Well, you know what? I want to say Bradley Cooper, but I might throw a curveball and say the Sam guy with the mustache.
Oh, Sam Elliott?
Yeah. He was in the original and in this new one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah.
And he was in Roadhouse.
Never saw that.
There's no reason to. Except for Swayze.
Yeah, there's been like four A Star Is Borns, I think. And so he was in the one prior. He's in the latter two.
Damn. I would...
Because Streisand had one, and Judy Garland had one, and some other lady had
one. Freddie had the funniest joke to Bradley Cooper's face at the WGAs a couple years ago. Was anybody there?
I wasn't.
God, it was so funny. I wish I could remember it. I'm sorry I brought it up. It was just, it was just going so hard.
I mean, it sounds real, and
it was something along the lines of just, you know, Bradley's confidence, like, nah, I'm gonna do it better than the other three.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh my god. Okay, Doug, do you have any guesses?
I'm torn between, it's either I'm gonna go Dave Chappelle. Doesn't he have a head card?
That's interesting.
Wait, what?
Yeah, yes. Dave Chappelle's in it, and it's his friend that, like, he goes and passes out in front of his house, Bradley Cooper. He gets drunk in whatever city.
I'm just thinking because he'd probably be very widely searched right now.
You're right. That's a great call, and I cannot believe I forgot he was in it.
Between that or Lady Gaga, it's hard to believe it wouldn't be Lady Gaga, like you're saying.
Yeah. I know, I'm going with Sam Elliott, and I mean, you know what? Fuck. I've been so stubborn, but maybe I should change it to Lady Gaga.
You know, Dave Chappelle's scenes in that movie are great, but they're kind of like almost like an intermission. Like, it's kind of just like, Bradley Cooper's just chilling there, and then Lady Gaga comes and gets him, and Dave Chappelle's just, and his family are just real nice. It's just a real... It's real just pleasant, like, break from Bradley Cooper being fucked up and being an asshole. Okay, so lock in your final answers, please.
Lady Gaga.
Chappelle.
Can I just say the guy from Hamilton?
Yeah.
You can, but I really don't know who that is.
The guy from Hamilton.
This is where I go down, guys. This is where...
We need this, actually. So, yes, let her answer that.
I mean, who did he play in A Star Is Born?
He is in the, I know he's in the beginning scene, like at the restaurant where the, and he's like singing. Her friend.
Oh.
And he's supportive.
Her friend through the whole movie is a guy that was in Hamilton? Yeah.
It's a good call. I'm still between Cooper and Gaga.
Well, you're gonna this is gonna it's an interesting result, so I'll go ahead and share it with you now. One more chance to change your vote, Kate, because you haven't really said a name.
I'm gonna just go for it. You're so nice to give me a second chance, but I'm going down with the ship.
Okay, guy from Hamilton that we're none of us are sure who that is, probably isn't going to make the list. It's like, you ever watch Family Feud when Steve Harvey has to say something that's definitely not up there?
But he that's how we feel right now. Chance. The thing is, he's been in so many things, and he's so good in Hamilton, and I just can't think of his first name or his any of his name. Okay, anyway, all right.
His first or any.
He has like 18 names.
Yeah.
I'm going all the way back to fifth place to give you this shocker. Number five on the list for most popular in A Star Is Born is Lady Gaga.
Wow.
Wow. You know what? I mean, they're too busy over there on the Snapchat and the TikToks to be on IMDb.
Exactly. They've got bigger fish to fry than IMDb. And then, but this is one that really got to me. I really found it shocking. Number four, I mean, there's a lot of speaking roles in A Star Is Born. Mm-hmm. Number four is Alec Baldwin.
What?
Who, remember, all he says in the entire movie is her character's on SNL, and all he says is four words. Ladies and gentlemen, Ally.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
I just did his entire part in that movie.
Wow. It was really good.
Thank you.
That was great.
So that's weird that he made the cut. And then number three, Dave Chappelle, we all kind of saw that coming. Doug got 1 point for that. Number two, Mustache Man, Sam Elliott.
Oh, there you go.
There he is.
Wow.
And then number one was, of course, Mr. Bradley.
The guy from Hamilton.
Dang it. I knew, you know, Bradley was in my gut.
Man.
Yeah, it makes sense.
God.
Yeah, so I think officially we have I think Kate and Beth tied.
What?
Oh, yeah, but, I mean, hey, I was all nice. Over the board. I was even confusing. I mean,
yeah,
everyone's going to be so mad at me.
Yeah, I think you both did great. I think Doug is the only loser here today.
Perfect way to promote our new podcast.
Yeah, Doug's are not... No, Dougs are not always losers. Sometimes one of them is the loser and the other one is the host who controls things so he doesn't really have to risk anything. That's what we're saying about Dougs. We need to find the adventurous, the exciting Dougs in the world. And that's what we're going to try to do with Wide World of Dougs, or just, you know, hang out with friends and talk.
Yeah.
Hey, Doug, can you do a scene with Alec Baldwin and Bane real quick?
In what?
Can you do Alec Baldwin meets Bane?
No, I haven't prepared that. I'd have to do vocal exercises. Like, Kate, do people come up to you and just ask you to do your voice from Lego Batman?
Only you.
I'm the only person that says, Kate, quick, do Clayface.
What? Wait, what did I even do? Now I'm forgetting. It was something so dumb. Oh, yeah, it was like, look out, Batman. Or no, what was it? I didn't even sound like Clayface. I sounded like me. Yeah, good story for me. I'm sorry.
I need to see.
What was that. Ricky? What you Oates was Clayface and Ricky was which
he
one?
He was Poison Ivy and I think one other character.
Yeah, but everything was race appropriate, I think. But what race is Clayface?
That's the question. I don't know.
It's Clay.
But Kate, you do a lot of voices for animated things and stuff. Like, have you found it interesting, all these people bowing out from continuing to do voices where they're not the ethnicity of the character?
Yeah, well, I think it makes sense. But I don't know. I mean, I know I saw that article about both Jenny Slate and Kristen Bell yesterday. But, I mean, I think it makes total sense.
I remember, like, and I don't mean this in any sort of finger-pointy way, because I think if you're working on yourself or, you know, working on any anti-racist things that are being put into the ether, you know that it's not helpful to be like, yeah, I wouldn't have done that, you know. But the truth is, when I first saw Big Mouth, I remember thinking, why is Jenny Slate doing this character? Uh-huh. I do remember feeling that. And it's nothing like, I don't think anybody did it maliciously, but I'm glad they're changing it. It's the right thing to do for sure.
Yeah, and it's no sweat off anybody's brow. If, mm-hmm. you know, if it was a life-changing part that she got by crawling across glass, then yeah, maybe people would consider letting her keep it. But since somebody else could do it just as well.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And it needs the actual work and the exposure, et cetera.
Yeah.
You know, it's a win-win for everybody. They're just doing the right thing.
Yeah, I think so.
That's why I won't play Bane anymore, because you don't know what he is under that mask.
I think he's like a burned white man.
It's not for me to decide, though, Beth. But thank you to all three of you for being here. Does anybody have anything specific they'd like to promote? I know Beth has a special coming out this summer.
Yep, August 20th on HBO Max, and let's all figure out how to get it.
Figure out how to get it without being rude to anyone.
Right.
And then, of course, Doug and I have our new podcast, Wide World of Dougs, will premiere wherever you get your podcasts on July 10th.
Yeah.
And yeah. Kate, what else besides taking care of family and making songs with Garfunkel and Oates, what else is going on?
I'm building a world in my backyard. That doesn't really count.
Cool. What do you mean? Cool.
I could talk about it for a while, but I just have like all these different little houses and I like made this like hill with these rocks and I,
cool. So that's what I've like, been doing. Like for a little what am I trying to say?
A troll that's in a hammock and like
the miniatures. People.
Yeah, just like a miniature world.
Cool.
Miniatures. She built an actual town in her backyard.
But other than that, there's always DuckTales and Scooby-Doo. But yeah, I don't have anything coming out, you know, in any like next few months or anything like that. So come on over to my backyard. I'll show you the world.
She's that also sounds, selling that massage cool. chair in Ricky's closet.
Yeah, exactly.
On Craigslist.
Does Ricky like? How does Ricky know when to come back? Or you got that all worked out?
Yeah, the door opens from both sides, so I think I'll be okay.
Yay!
If not, though, I'm calling all of you guys back on this Zoom chat right now
and making us stay until 5.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think Doug and I might stick around for a second because we're going to record a promo for our podcast, so we could we'll be here if you need us for a few minutes.
I'll just come knocking back, guys.
Yeah. I like what I wrote down for next to promote yourself on my piece of paper. I wrote down, I'm not going anywhere. But there will be new episodes of my shows coming to you, weekly episodes of Doug Loves Movies and Wide World of Dougs. And then I'm hoping new episodes of Getting Doug with High will be available starting July 7th. So many dates and things to keep track of, so hopefully you can rewind and double check. Thanks again to Kate McCucci, Beth Stelling, and Doug Mellard. And as always, you got any more of that good sarsaparilla?
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him.